This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Let's go over to Amsterdam where Professor Dion Foster is. No idea. There in the background talking to me every Thursday with his profile pic of this cleanly shaven man. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we've got the camel man busy brewing there in the background. And who knew? Good morning, Dion.
Brad, that beard is growing, growing, growing. Megan hates it. She
really?
Absolutely hates it. Yeah, but you know, Movember. So
I see.
I belong to. I sit on the board of Heartlines, the ministry in South Africa, and they have this Fathers Matter initiative.
Mm.
And so we were asked to grow a moustache for Movember, but I don't have the courage to grow just a moustache. That takes a lot of courage. So I'm doing a beard,
I
and
see.
Then I'll shave a moustache for a day,
uh-huh.
And then cleanly shaven again on the 1st of December.
I see. I was going to say, any man who says I'm doing something my wife hates, and then says it with a smile in his voice, I'm thinking there's something brewing here. And then when you explained it, I can see why your wife would say, "Fine, Dion, just for another few days." But now, what you've got to do for us really is you can't just leave a moustache. We want to see the moustache. It must go long, right, all the way down to the chin. And so you're like somebody who owns a Harley, you know, and
Brad, you've seen probably the pictures of the sort of quintessential Dutch man.
Yes.
They call it an apenstaart, a monkey's tail. And that's when you shave the moustache off, but you have the beard just around the chin. It looks like a sort of chin strap. But no, I'm definitely not going for that, my pal.
Oh, well, whichever way you look at it, happy Thanksgiving if you're American. And only time when somebody would justify eating a rather dry piece of meat like turkey. We're not American, but I guess we should never stop giving thanks, Dion.
Brad, absolutely. So the community in which I lived when I first came to the Netherlands at Oud Rustenburg, this Christian community, we celebrated a Thanksgiving dinner just over a week ago.
Hmm.
In our community together, and it was an opportunity for us just to give thanks for what the Lord is doing and has done. We've got some American members of the community, and they told us a bit about this celebration. I found it so meaningful, just this opportunity to slow down, to stop, to look around, to give glory to God, you know, to pay attention to what God is doing now. This weekend is Thanksgiving weekend in the United States. I've been in the U.S. a few times over Thanksgiving weekend. Oh, my goodness, it's chaos.
Really?
Between the pumpkin spiced everything and crazy airports and people trying to get home, it is a little bit crazy. But the other thing that's important this coming weekend is that it's the beginning of Advent. And our listeners will know, those who've been with us for a few years, Advent is that time in the Christian calendar where we anticipate, we wait for the celebration of the renewed birth of Jesus in our lives, from the Latin word adventus, which means to wait. Now, these two themes for me sort of hung together. I was reading from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. Listen to what it says, Brad. Mm. This really struck me. It said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So these two themes seem to come together for me, Thanksgiving and Advent.
Yeah.
First of all, I think what we learn from Paul is that Thanksgiving is not just an emotion. It's not just that warm, fuzzy feeling, I've got a lot to be grateful for. Paul literally says that it's a spiritual discipline. Listen to what he says. He says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." Now, what strikes me there, I went and had a look at the Greek, is that it doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. There are certainly things for which it's not right or, you know, impossible to give thanks. But he says give thanks in all circumstances. So no matter what the circumstance is, give thanks to the God who is with you. And I think that gratitude recognizes that God is present and active, loving, in our lives. And of course, as Christians, we're invited not only to be thankful people, but to bring gratitude into our social relationships, to express gratitude with and for our neighbors and our communities in our workplaces. I'm thinking about it here in the Netherlands. My body's still not used to the rhythm, by the way, of running at full speed at this time of the year. I'm thinking about slowing down, but everybody else is running. But today I'm thinking, you know, as I go into the office, as I go into classes, how do I embody Thanksgiving? What is there that I can say and do that shows that I'm living in gratitude for God and grateful for the people amongst whom I'm living? Now, of course, one of the things that we can do is what Advent invites us to do. So Advent, this time of the year, was always a time in the Christian calendar where the faithful were invited to slow down and to pay attention to the ways in which Jesus is being born anew in the world, in our lives, and places where he can be born anew. You know, these unexpected places, just like Jesus was born as a king in a stable, it might be that he wants to be reborn in the life of a co-worker, of a family member, perhaps even that he wants to be made visible in some way in your workplace or in the shops, you know, as you're fighting for that parking space at the mall, whatever it is. So, Brad, really just to say to our listeners today, this is the invitation I felt that the Lord was giving me today to say, be thankful in all circumstances. And what is there that I can do to embody that attitude of gratitude in my life today?
Oh, I love that. Thanks, Dion. Yeah, it's got me thinking. This is often a time of year for some people where you start feeling the opposite of gratitude. There's a lot of pressure. You feel, Black Friday, people are going to want to feel this urge. They need to spend money or make use of the opportunity. Christmas comes around, the pressure to buy gifts and to do things and to go places and the expectations. And often we end up saying what we can't do, what we don't have, as opposed to being in that place of that attitude of gratitude, as you've labeled it. And as we start to notice what God has done in Jesus, in our lives, practically, spiritually, relationally, we start to have a change of attitude, don't we, Dion? When we see, actually, despite what I think I don't have, these are all the things I do have. And when we start to change the way we start to see our lives and the way we reflect on God and his goodness, that starts to change our attitude, and our attitude changes our behavior, and the behavior change brings a brand new outcome. We can kind of become almost new people if we just start to use gratitude as a foundation of life, as opposed to this vacuum that we believe we have of the things we don't have.
Brad, you know, and just as you're speaking there, you know, what I'm really being reminded of is that the one thing that we have is the thing for which we could never afford to pay any price.
Yeah.
You know, it's the love of God in Christ. It's Jesus saying, I give up all of the glory and privilege of the throne of heaven, and I come and I live not only with you, but within you to strengthen you, to bless you, to be with you, to bring you joy and peace and fullness of life. You know, that's something for which, you know, wow, I just want to become more conscious of that, you know, want to become more grateful for that. And then all of the other things seem somehow to fall into place.
Beautiful. The voice of Prof. Dion Foster and his beard. We'll catch up with you, cleanly shaven, God willing, next week. We look forward to that. As always, it's a pleasure. Have a really great day. I know you've got so many massive responsibilities. Thanks for making time for us on a Thursday morning.
Thanks, Brad. Blessings for the day. It's still dark here. Oh. We had our first snow on Sunday. Off to the university now on the bike.
Value you, Dion.
Thanks,
till next
Brad.
Time. Bye.
God bless. Bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.